Blog Talk Radio.
In a site around the world dedicated to the memory of Joe Arion and the great advocacy that he took place in when he was on this planet alive, we continue in his footsteps and to change the system. You know, we all know the expression, stop giving me the runaround. Well, it happens every day to millions of people in one facet or another. But it's even worse when it happens to someone who's disabled, because when you're dealing with the agencies or the government, the money is there because of us. You know, that the money that is supposed to be there so we can have our needs provided. We're not talking about luxury and all that and trips around the world and all that. We're talking about the basic, simple needs that we need. You know, many thousands, maybe perhaps millions of people have become disabled because of hospitals, doctors, and the government license all these places, so they're responsible in one facet or another. And on top of it, after you become disabled and they start giving you the runaround, a typical example, of course we have many of them, people in nursing homes, you know, get referred to all these different programs that are supposed to help them with housing and all that. And they go on waiting lists. That's a typical runaround. Because that money is there to help that person, and it's not being used in the right way. Got an email today, again, from ADAPT. They're going to have a demonstration in front of the governor's office next week. And, you know, I can't help thinking. They call this program self-directed. Well, how is it self-directed if the agencies and the government can cut off the money? That's not self-directed. It's directed by the people who finance the program. I mean, it's a typical runaround situation, you know, where they're telling you you're in charge, you're directing your own aid, and you're the consumer. Take a look at it. How are you directing all this when you're fighting with an agency and most people get the runaround? And then on top of it, the government wants to take away what little you're getting for these aids. And then they call it self-directed. Well, if I'm the director, you know, I'm the guy who calls the shots. I'm the producer of this show. All right? And the director. All right. I decide what goes on this program. People don't want to be a part of it. They don't have to. They don't have to agree with me. But the point is, it's directed and produced by me. All right? I raise the money to keep it going. So much a month. You know? I sometimes get guests to come on the show. We don't get it. We don't have enough of those. We've got to get some more. But the point I'm making is, when you direct something, you're the boss. The money is there, produced and direct and produced by the individual or the organization. So this term self-direction is very misleading, and in fact is a lie. Because if this program, this CDPAP, they call it, I don't know what it stands for, but it doesn't impress me. If this program was self-directed by the people, the money would be in the person's possession, in the person's account, and they would be paying the person, you know? But as it is, the money goes to agencies. And a lot of that money, as a result of that, gets wasted. You got to fight with those agencies. You know? You got to juggle things around. You got to, if something goes wrong with an aide, you're hard-pressed many times to find someone else because you don't control the funding. So that's a basic runaround that we're having. And I answered the email that I got from ADAPT, and I told them, I said, look, good, you're going to demonstrate. Let's take the worst, the best scenario. Let's say they demonstrate, and the governor says, all right, I'll leave it the way it is. All right? And then another governor comes in, and they're going to take it away. You see, how are you protected if there's no change? It's still the same old stuff. You know? Unless the system changes, you're still going to get the runaround. You're still going to be secondary. The agency comes first. So does the government. So even if you win, it's the same old thing. So in my email, I don't know if they got it, because the system I have sometimes doesn't go through. But in my email, I told them, I said, look, all right, you're going to demonstrate, fine. What about the agencies that should be raising this money, you know, to offset these cuts? If these agencies really care about the disabled, they will step up and say, hey, look, we're going to fundraise. We're going to raise the money and try to get the government to put in half, and we'll put up the other half. And the money will be in the name of the disabled person. So you will control the system. That's what the money is there for, to help the person who needs an aid. How can somebody else control somebody's life? Isn't that what all these dictators wanted to do? And all of them got cut down over the years, you know, in history. Isn't that what they did? They controlled the finances and the resources and kept people in oppression. It's the same thing today. The same thing is happening today. And I told them in the email, along with this, you have to fight and get the agencies to join us and the taxpayers to ensure that our disability money cannot be touched under any circumstance. what little you get. You know, that's your basic living money. In addition to these other monies that would be there for your AIDS, wheelchair, service dog, etc. And, you know, our system, as we've said many, many times, is not going to hurt people. In fact, it's going to help them. Because the politicians can have the option of lowering taxes if the agencies start raising the money. The government won't have to put up as much money. And, you know, a lot of people may say, well, why should we let the government off the hook? Well, you're not. You're not, because you're controlling the program, you see. Right now, you're not. You're not controlling the programs, the housing, the home health aid, the service dog situation. You name it. So you're not letting them off the hook. You're demanding. We're telling them what we need. You know, that we need to direct our own lives, which means that the resource to direct that person's life, which is the money, should be in the name of the person. And nobody should have the right to tamper with your disability at all. That should be yours for as long as you're disabled. So, this runaround happens every day. You know, the agencies, for the most part, get away with it. Once in a while, there's a hearing, and, you know, they say the person wins the hearing. But you really don't win the hearing. To really win the hearing means change the system. You know, so you don't have to go back and do the same damn thing next year or 3 months from now or whatever it is. You really don't win the hearing. All you're doing is challenging the agency and they're relenting and admitting that they should have given you the service anyway. That's all it is. But you don't win anything unless you change the system. Because it's the same old stuff. What good is it? You know. In a site around the world, we'll try to get some phone calls in. And we know that there are thousands, perhaps millions of people out there who get the runaround every day. We wish we could help all of them. I witnessed that today when I called one of the independent living centers, I'm not going to say which one, to get help for Mary and her mom, who had been calling in on the show, Maureen and Mary. And all they can do is send somebody to the nursing home, take information, and refer them. Well, they've already been referred. And I said to them, they need the money for an apartment. Oh, we can't do, we don't have the money for that. We can't do that. And I'm thinking to myself, how much of a salary does this person make, or the people who go out to the nursing homes and the supervisors and all that? They say they don't have the money. They do have the money. You see, the first priority, before people get paid, and this is very important, the first priority should be helping the person who needs the help. If you're not doing that, you're not doing your job. I believe that. If you're sitting in an office, an organization, you're making $100,000 or more a year, you know? And people need help. And you're not providing that help. Then you're not doing the job that needs to be done. The first priority should be the people who need help with the money that's going to these agencies. I'm not saying people shouldn't get paid. They should get paid. But not before we get help. You see, right now, it's all one-sided. They're making sure they get paid. How many people are they making sure have the resources to get the help they need? See why the system doesn't work? All that money is going to buildings and offices and salaries. All right, fine. People got to make a living. But first, the first priority should be to help the person who's going and calling that agency. But instead, what do you get? You get the runaround. The major runaround. And that's what I got today. And, you know, Maureen and Mary can call this. They're already dealing with an independent living center in the city and getting the runaround. You know? So, there you have it. They don't have the money to help people get out of nursing homes. I heard it today. Or they won't spend the money. And then I said to them, well, why can't we raise the money? You know? And they wouldn't even do that. So when you say to somebody who says, we don't have the money, all right. And then you turn around and you say, well, let's raise the money. And they make an excuse. To me, that's evil. That means they don't give a damn about those people. They don't want to help. Inner Sight stands ready to raise the money. We've been trying to raise the money in the short time that we know Maureen and her mom. You know? We've contacted the New York Mets. We've reached out to the 85,000 people that listen to us. And we're going to do a lot more. Let these agencies reach out to people and get the money. Are they reaching out? Are they trying to get the money? Not one of them. I mean, I got to commend a helping hand. At least they put up $25. All right? At least that's something. Would every agency in the country match that? They wouldn't even give a lousy $25. You know? Call every agency. Contact them. Tell them. Match the $25 that Helping Hand put up. Inner Sight will put up $50. You know. But that's where it is. It's the runaround. It's the grand runaround. And that's what it is every day. All right. If you're trying to call in, 213-816-1650. We're hoping to get the phones open. We'll see what happens. Big East, the key to rescue. .org. Check them out. And adopt an Akita. Big East, the key to rescue. 609-388-7004. Around the world, Inner Sight. SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. 631-880-7929. And any information you want to know, give them a call. All right. They are limited because of the rules that that is put upon them by the government. So you got to understand that. And I hate to say it, but that's part of the runaround that we get. All right. Nobody stopped on Long Island. My buddy Gary, 631-484-38. Oh, I'm sorry. I got to check that number. 631-484-3085. 484-3085. Nobody starves on Long Island. So check it out. And around the world, Inner Sight, Truro Law Center, 631-761-7000 if you need a lawyer. They're in Central Islip, New York. James Bahamundi is a civil rights lawyer. 516-783-9662. And let's see, what else have we got? Baccaro's Italian Tavern. Some beautiful people over there who honor Joe Arion. Joe passed away January 1st. And you can look it up in the archives of Able News, the February 1st edition. Baccaro's, 1020 Park Boulevard, Massapequa Park, New York, 516-798-1555. Baccaro's Italian Tavern. Check them out. Great place. Around the world, Inner Sight, Good Mojo Printers. Some good people over there who helped us a couple of years back. And we remember our friends, you know. Good Mojo. 631-666-1010. And the guy who introduced us to Good Mojo, my buddy Anthony Kennedy. Anthony, Kennedy Realty. Buy a house, sell a house, get information. 631-666. I'm sorry, 631-888-1186. Anthony will be on vacation for the next week, so if you don't hear back right away, that's why. And we wish him happy sailing. All right, Inner Sight around the world, talking tonight about how the agencies give us the runaround. And it's so true, and it takes its toll on many people. You know, when you're trying to live your life, and you got to deal with this business of, you know, it's there, but you can't get it. Somebody put it to me, it's within our reach, but we can't have it. All right, typical example of that is with the accessible pedestrian signals. There's a big runaround. You know, what you got to go through to try to get one put up. You got to call this one, that one, and this one tells you to call the other one. And, then they got to do a survey and check this and check that. Well, if a traffic light goes out that a driver can't read, you don't get the runaround, do you? They're out there right away fixing it or making sure that the flow of traffic is safe until they do fix it. So give us the same courtesy, you know. in so many situations where we, the disabled, have to put up with this runaround business. You know, when you call for help and they tell you, oh, we don't do that, call so-and-so. And then you call the other agency and they refer you someplace else. And then you call the agency that's supposedly supposed to help you and they say, oh, we had some apartments, but they're all gone, you know. Well, you see, that couldn't happen if every apartment was accessible. You know, could never happen if every place was made for everyone. And that doesn't mean you gotta put up, you know, ramps all over the place. You can do it in such a way where a person wouldn't even know it, and it'll be there. You know, there's all different ways to conceal things and to do things. And the resources are there, and if they aren't there, they can be raised. We don't need to get the runaround. We only get it because of the attitude that people have toward us. Oh, you know, stay home, stay out of the way. If you get too bad, there's always the nursing home. You know? And there's another run around. You know, you go into a nursing home, you got to surrender your soul. You can't have anything. You talk to people and they say, oh, that's terrible, that's horrible. But they don't do anything about it. People pay for it in their taxes, but you don't see them out there saying, hey, why aren't these agencies making it so that people don't have to go into nursing homes and I don't have to pay all these taxes for the Medicaid, Medicare, and the nursing home? You know, people are really strange, because once they understand it and they don't do anything about it, then it becomes the person's fault for letting it happen. So the runaround is typical, and we at Inner Sight are determined to stop it, because it's not healthy for people. Excuse me. It's degrading. And it's something that the agencies and the government, people who work for these places, they wouldn't want to be treated like that. They wouldn't want to run around, would they? And yet, they'll let it happen to us, because they think they're doing us a favor, because we're disabled, so they're looking down on us. Happens every day of the week. And you know what? To me, and everybody can have a different thought on this, to me, I wouldn't care who's looking down on me. That's their problem, as long as I was equal. If you had the money in an account for all the things that you need as a disabled person, why would you care if somebody looked down on you? You know, you can't stop the way people think. They're going to think what they're going to think no matter what. But it's worse when they think that way. Look down on the person. And you don't have the resources that are supposed to be there for you. Then it's worse. All right, Inner Sight Around the World. Tomorrow night, the Follies, by the way. We're going to tell you the story about the fisherman and the duck. And the interesting turn of events with that. And, we're gonna introduce you to a new cologne. Yeah, we won't give you the name till tomorrow night. A new cologne out, folks. I don't know if you want to buy it for your girlfriend or boyfriend, but yeah, we'll tell you about it tomorrow night. Inner Sight Around the World, trying to get the phone system set up, see what happens. Let's see, television, Tuesday night, 8 o'clock, Channel 20. Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. 11 o'clock Wednesday night, and Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. And I want to thank Carol's Dog and Pet Salon for offering to give my dog a bath. And we'll be having them on the show next month. The guy, Mike, the owner. I don't have their number, but I'll be digging it up for future programs. But it's right here in Sayville, New York, on Montauk Highway. Carol's Dog and Pet Salon. And they also do rescues, by the way. And they handle little creatures, too, guinea pigs and all that. All right, Inner Sight Around the World, and stop the runaround. You know? Well, how can the runaround be stopped? Very simply, you know, by allowing us to supervise our own lives. Isn't that how it should be? Isn't that how it is for people who are not disabled? I mean, if a person is so severely disabled that they can't supervise their own life, then they obviously need help. But help within the context of their own place, you know. The only exception to that in my mind is violence. If a person is violent, that's different. But other than that, people should have their own place and live their own lives as much as possible. And that's what Inner Sight wants to accomplish. And you, the average person, should care about that, because by accomplishing that, we hope to reduce the deficit in this country and the taxes on people. Because the private agencies would be raising the money. And they would benefit from it. Part of that money would go to them. All right, Inner Sight. By the way, if you're trying to call in and you can't get through, we apologize. If you want to make a comment on how you feel about getting the runaround or related subject, call our Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. Leave a message, and we will pick it up and announce it on the air in a future show. We're sorry about the phones. We're dealing with very, very limited equipment here, and we're really struggling to stay on the air because we don't have the equipment. That's another part of getting the runaround. You know, when you call these agencies that are supposed to help you, and you tell them you need certain things, you know, equipment, and you're blind or disabled, and they give you the runaround. They tell you, oh, call this one, call that one, you know, and they refuse to raise the money to get you the equipment. You know, I could understand it if an agency says, we don't have the money for that. You know, if they're controlled by the government and audited and all that stuff, and they got to only put the money to certain things, I could understand that. But I can't understand it when they won't raise the money. You know? And we've said this many a time, even on after work hours, on the weekends. You know, why not start raising the money and help people? And of course, that has to go hand in hand with fighting to keep our disability benefits. Because anything that someone gets who's disabled, right away the government's going to try to lower their disability. Which to me is horrible, what little we get. All right, around the world, Inner Sight, and reminding you that next month is Guide Dog Month. And what are we doing for Guide Dog Month? We're trying to be the first guide dog school, which we are. We're an official guide dog school. First guide dog school to be licensed to train dogs. Now, this could open the door to many, many people and people with rights, you know. The schools should be assisting people who want to learn to train a dog on their own. I learned from one of a former Guiding Eyes trainer. That's what we're doing. All the agencies are doing, as far as I know, is asking companies to give them money. All right, well, that's fine. But what about all the people that are denied dogs? And the agency keeps all that money. You know, or you could say, well, the agency, you don't even know if they've trained the dog for the person. So that's another thing. You know, they could have taken the application and just used it to raise money and never trained a dog. You don't know that a dog's been trained. That's why they should be licensed. Excuse me. You should have a right to call them on the carpet and say, hey, where's the dog you trained? Or didn't you train the dog, you know? And if they kept you on a waiting list and raised the money and didn't train the dog, you should have the right to take them to court and say, hey, for a fraction of the money you raised, I can get it done on my own. So that's what we're doing for Guide Dog Month. We're trying to become licensed. We have a meeting next week with State Senator Phil Boyle. We'll keep you posted. Inner Sight around the world. And let's see, who did I forget? I think I covered everybody. Oh, Able News. Let's see if we get Suzanne in here, she can do the Able News. If we don't, I'll have to do it myself. Yeah, the grand runaround that people get, you know, who are disabled. Now, you know, see if you can picture this. A person is disabled in a wheelchair. They have a speech impediment, you know, as many, many do. And they want to be independent. They want to work. They want to live their life as much as possible. And here, they're dealing with these agencies that give them a runaround. You see? That's a very, very difficult thing. I mean, it's hard enough when you're not disabled and you're given the runaround. At least you can deal with it better. But when a person is disabled, you know, and they got to rely on the system, you know, you got to rely on your aid to make phone calls and contacts and all that. A lot of disabled people can't afford to have the technology. The agencies aren't helping. They'll send you to places that get broken down stuff and fix it up, and you get it into your home, and you're trying to work it, and it works for a week, and then it's broken, and now you've got a piece of equipment in there that's no good, and instead of helping you, it's in your way. That's what they want us to deal with. That's part of the runaround. When the money is there to give us brand new, up-to-date stuff with a warranty. So there you have part of this horrible runaround that brings people down and makes our lives harder. All right? There's so many aspects to it that, you know, you can't begin to cover them all in a short time. And we don't have any phones tonight. I'm sure that there are a lot of people out there who would bring different views on this and who have had experienced this runaround process, as all of us have. All of us have it, whether disabled or not. You've experienced it. But when you're disabled, it's a lot worse. Because the resources are supposed to be there for you. All right, we apologize that we don't have the phones open. Sorry about that. I don't know what happened. But we'll try to make up for it. And as I said, if you have a comment or a question, call the InterSight number and leave a message, 631-224-3090. You won't get an answer right now, but we can get the message and, you know, comment or answer your question on a later show. InterSight around the world, and we are determined to get rid of this runaround process by arming people with the funds that are supposed to be there to help us. Because that's the bottom line. And the politicians should really be helping us to do this. Because they're going to get more votes if they can reduce taxes. And they can reduce taxes if these agencies start raising the money to help us, you know, and once we're allowed to keep our disability benefits and where they can be untouched, you know, where they can't be touched under any circumstances, that's permanent tax money to the government too. Remember. And if the person was able to get a job and keep their disability if they're disabled, there's more tax money. So the government is going to benefit from this inner sight idea threefold. The tax money on the disability, the lowering of the taxes, and the tax money on the disabled individual who will be able to get a job. Because part of the plan is to make everything accessible. So it would be a lot easier to get a job. So the government is going to benefit from all this. Because eventually, what can happen is the agencies can take over the financing for the disabled person, and the government wouldn't even have to pay anything. They could just stand by and make sure that that everything is running right, and, you know, be there in case of an emergency, and give us our disability. You know how much money they would save if ultimately the agencies could finance the programs for the disabled in this country? And by that I mean put the money into a debit card, not have all these programs. Have the individual supervise their own funding. The government would save trillions of dollars. So there's reasons why they should be with us and do something about this. Help us bring about this debit card system that Inner Sight proposes. And by the way, I can't help thinking of Joe Arion every time I talk about this, because he helped to create this system and was a big advocate of it. So it makes me feel very good inside to fight for it, because when we get it, we can honor Joe. You know, even though he's no longer with us. So there you have it. How to stop the runaround. Make it so that we don't have to fight with these agencies. So we don't have to advocate to get what we need. So we don't have to go to court. You know? So we don't have to fight to make things accessible. The money will be there for it. Most of the business people will like it because they're going to make more money. The landlord should like it because the money is going to be there for the housing. They won't have to worry about a person losing their job and therefore they can't pay their rent. The money will be there for the housing. A lot of people would benefit from this idea if these agencies would start raising this money. And that's really where the disabled should go. Not only to the government. Yeah, you should go to the government. Yeah. But what about these agencies that are taking in all this money? You know, oh, the agencies go to the government with you, right? Yeah, you know why? Because it's going to benefit them. They don't care about us. It's going to benefit them if the cuts get restored or if the money doesn't get cut. Where does the money go? It goes to them. You still got to go and fight with them, and you're still going to get the runaround. They're not going to stop that. They're not really there for us. They're there for themselves if they go to any of these demonstrations. If you don't change what's going on, you haven't done anything. It's the same old stuff. And the same thing can happen tomorrow, next week, next month. Maybe in a different aspect or a different phase of resources. But the same thing can happen. But not if that money is in your name. Then it's a lot less likely happening. Because then it becomes a whole legal thing. So that's the inner sight way to stop the runaround. Put the money in the name of the disabled person. So we don't have to get the runaround. Inner sight around the world, no phones tonight. Apologize. By the way, Able News, on and about the disabled, 28 years. And they do a calendar of events. They've got columns written by professionals. They have, by the way, if you're looking for a van, they have, sometimes they have vans in the Able News that people can buy. So you have the money. And Able News free subscription online. AbleNews.com. Angela Melanie, the editor. So check it out and get your subscription today to Able News. Look for our ad in there, in the site. And we thank them for that. Able News. And as I said earlier, if you can dig up the February 1st edition, you can read about the late Joe Arion, who used to be the engineer on this show. We miss him. All right, around the world, inner sight, tomorrow night, the funnies. Have some fun over here. And we thank everyone who supports us and who tries to make a difference. Don't forget, next month is Guide Dog Month. So be aware that people denied service dogs have no rights. There's never been a court case, to my knowledge. All right, let's see. I don't know how much time we got left. Hey, Doc, how much time we got? Over there. The duck is here, and tomorrow night we'll hear from another duck. All right. 8:50, 8:53, Inner Sight Live. And if you get the runaround, don't stand for it. You know, fight them. Kick their butt. Call Inner Sight. We'll help you as much as we can. You know, if you're tired of the runaround, call us. Come on the show and talk about it. Come on our television show. Let people know. Like an executive told me from Suffolk Bus Corp, keep telling the story. And that's what we intend to do. So don't stand for the runaround. Don't let them push you around. Don't let them get away with it. Fight them on it. Get rid of the runaround. Tell them what the solution is. Let these agencies start raising the money. We help people in a small way with money. We did it the other day with a blind woman in New York City. She didn't have money to do her laundry and to buy some food. Wasn't a lot of money, but the point is, we did it. The agencies won't do it. They wouldn't match the little grant that we gave her. Not one of them. They were giving her the runaround. And we stopped it. We can't do it every month. I wish we could. But we do it when we can. And it's not the first time we've done it either. You know, the agency who, the Guiding Eyes for the Blind, who trained her dog, they gave her a major runaround. They took her dog away. I mean, that's horrible. And they got away with it. They got away with it. Nobody does anything about it. We do. We just announced it to the world, and we've done it many, many times. You know? Help her get another dog. Anybody out there? We'll help train it. We need the funds. Because if you train your dog on your own, you don't get the medical. And that's why she's afraid to get the dog on her own. You can't blame her for that. All right, Inner Sight around the world determined to stop the runaround by these agencies and let people live their lives is all we want. You know, the little things that people take for granted sometimes mean a lot when you don't have them. You know, I saw last week how my friends are taking care of my friend Stephanie, taking care of her dad in Pennsylvania, who has dementia. And he looks forward to going in the car and taking a ride and being with her and going to the stores and being treated like a person. You know? If he was in a nursing home, they'd treat him like garbage. They wouldn't let him do all those things. And that's why the brain deteriorates more. So we honor Ed and Stephanie at the Blue Rock Bed and Breakfast for believing in the Inner Sight way and keeping Frank, his name is Frank, out of the nursing home. So there you have it. The runaround can be avoided and stopped. It's all about the resources. That's all it is. Anybody you talk to will tell you that. If you have the money to live your life, you're not going to get the runaround. And the money is there for the disabled person. See you tomorrow night. Inner Sight Means Freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. 631-224-3090. We thank everybody for helping Inner Sight. My world, Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.